Good day, and welcome to the iAccess Alpha Buyside Best Ideas Spring Conference 2024. The next presenting company is A-to-Z Smart Technologies. If you would like to ask a question during the webcast, you may do so at any point during the presentation by clicking on the Ask Question button on the left of your screen. Type your question into the box and hit the Send button to submit your question. I'd now like to turn the floor over to today's host, Aria Barone, with Business Development at A-to-Z Smart Technologies. Sir, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Ali. Hi, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, very nice to meet you. My name is Aria Barone. I'm from A-to-Z. We trade on Nasdaq under the symbol AZ. What do we do at A-to-Z? Well, we make smart cards. The first question is, well, what is a smart card? I'm sure you've all went to the supermarket, and at least once in your life, you walked around, you picked out the items you want, only so you could stand in line and unpack them, pay for them, repack them, just so you can unpack them back at the into your car. Imagine this. Imagine this. You go to the store, you already automatically downloaded your shopping list down to the cart. If you have any questions where an item is, simply type it in. We'll let you have in-store navigation. More importantly, if you have any dietary needs, such as gluten-free, sugar-free, when you go buy an item or you pick up an item, it will let you know exactly if that item is in line with your dietary requirement. And last but not least, it will give you the ability, it will have the ability to custom tailor advertise to your specific needs. Knowing what your particular habits are, we'll have advertisement on there specifically tailor-made for you, and obviously the reason why the shoppers would love it, you would never have to stand in line ever again. You pay at the cart, you weigh your produce at the cart. Everything is done autonomously on the cart. Now, our retail, a little bit of a preview about the cart we've spoken to, but our clients at the end of the day are the actual retailers. What's in it for the retailer? They're the ones who are actually buying these carts and giving their cart to their shoppers. Well, what's in it for the retailer? First, I'll just want to illustrate that this is not a technology. This is already a built-out technology. We have thousands of carts already deployed in various locations, and the data that we have is real data from our clientele. So foremost, and more importantly, this gives the retailer the ability to communicate with the customer from the second that he comes in into the store. Imagine this. You picked up a bottle of Heinz ketchup, for example, but the retailer, he'd much rather sell you his private label or maybe a different competing ketchup brand, maybe because of expiration date or that it's closer, or maybe just because he's making a heck of a lot more money on that. At that specific moment, he can communicate with you through the cart, through the screen, and say, "Hey, by the way, would you like to buy my private label ketchup for a 40% discount?" It's also every time you would go next to a promotion in the store, it will automatically pop up. And knowing that your shopping history, because you log into your loyalty card number, if you're an avid Coca-Cola drinker, for example, well, next time you're 7 feet within Pepsi-Cola, targeted advertisement, two-for-one sale on Pepsi-Cola, would you like to try it out? What have we seen from the actual field that the retailers are seeing? Well, the clients that we have taken down up to 5 cashier lines per location. Imagine that, up to 5 cashier lines. That's real estate, and that's employment. Every cashier line is manned by 2 to 4 people. That's 2 shifts of cashiers. Tremendous saving. And most importantly, and many of the large retailers, it's for that big word called retail media. The ability for the first time ever to influence your decision at the decision-making point. You've all heard our grandmothers telling us never go to the supermarket on an empty stomach. You wind up buying a lot more. Well, not going on an empty stomach, but you will still be winding up a lot more, buying a lot more as far as the retailer is concerned, because he knows your data history, he knows the products you're looking at, and he can promote directly to you in the supermarket the products that you are more susceptible to buy. What we've also seen is that people are buying on average 40 to 60% more using the smart cart as compared to the regular self-checkout or the regular cashier line. This is because of targeted advertisement, which is tailor-made to your shopping experience that you actually want. And two, you're shopping a lot more at ease without ever worrying about standing in line, looking at your watch. You're autonomously walking through the store. Last but not least, the data and the data collection. You know, you all probably have all invested in Google and Facebook. Well, what a wonderful product they have. What is their product? Their product is data. We're able now to provide the retailer with a wealth of data never before. For example, hot aisles, cold aisles, meaning where people travel through in the supermarket, what people that are buying the more profitable products, such as the alcohol and perhaps the caviar or whatever he wants to put in his data, where have they been traveling through the store? Hot aisles, cold aisles, all your data history, all the products that you looked at and did not buy, as well as the products that you did buy. This is a tremendous amount of wealth and data, which is an unbelievable new experience for the retailer as well. Well, I want to skip a little bit ahead in our slides, and just a little bit about the company. So we started making sales in the year 2022. Not the right slide. We started making sales in the year 2022. Here's the correct slide. In the year 2022, we sold a little bit over $9 million U.S. dollars. Year 2023, which is this year, Q1 through Q3, we still didn't publish our Q4 numbers. So the first three quarters, we're already over $10 million. And we currently have a backlog of 8,000 carts, which are going to be deployed in 2024. This is all public information. In addition, we also have framework agreements for an additional 50,000 carts. That's 20,000 carts in France and 30,000 carts in the Far East. Framework agreements are basically we sell the carts through local integrators. So the same integrator that provides the maintenance and services to the retailers or the POSs for their NCR cash registers, Toshiba, Fujitsu, whatever they have, and they already have a long-lasting relationship with them. We actually sell through them, and they provide the maintenance and service to our cart. And these are the anticipated numbers of carts that they anticipate selling in the course of the next 2 years to their clientele. A little bit about the market that we are in. Obviously, is it a big market? Is it a small market? Well, one more thing that's not on these slides and just a little bit of background information that you can all use, look into. One of our competitors, which is Instacart, which is Capers, was bought by Instacart about 2 years ago for $350 million. And Instacart at that time did not have any revenues. To the best of my knowledge, still does not have any revenues. But that's a little bit of a comparison number. And if you want to run as to how many carts are per customer, rule of thumb is that for a regular supermarket, they take an approximately 100 carts per location. Hypermarkets, which are the used supermarkets, primarily in Europe, very similar to the Costco's in the United States, they take somewhere in the vicinity of 700 to 800 carts. The numbers are staggering, and our profit margins are extremely, extremely rich. I hate doing these long presentations on the call. I know that people lose their interest. So maybe what I could do is I will field a couple of calls, a couple of questions that I'm seeing here on the monitor. So the first question, the most important question, well, what's your business model? How do you make money off of these carts? So traditionally, we sold these carts for an outright purchase. A customer came in, paid us, and it's public information, paid us somewhere in the vicinity of $8,000, and he bought a cart. We have moved away from that model, and we are currently doing a SaaS model, a subscription-based model, which that basically means it's kind of like leasing your car. You have a small upfront payment, but you pay upfront. And after you make that small upfront payment, you make a monthly payment for either 3 or 5 years for the car. That is how we make our money. Now, it's a relatively low on average. We make about $150 per month per cart. But if you add that number up, it is a very lucrative number. More importantly than that, we currently believe that our future, the carts are just a platform, kind of like iPhones and Apple. They gave you this wonderful product called iPhone, but the big money is not selling you the iPhone. The big money is in selling you iTunes and Spotify and all the other apps that you download. Well, very similar to us. This is what we sell the carts for, but the carts are a platform. For example, in the United States, we have a contract with Fidelity. Fidelity processes the credit card payment on the cart. We have a rev share with them, a kickback with them for every process made by Fidelity. Now, we still don't have a lot of carts in the United States, but you can all imagine what kind of revenue stream that would be once that adds up. We have, for example, we charge $10 a month for in-store navigation if you want that app. Per cart, obviously. $1 a month per cart if you want a search item. Meaning you can just simply type in the product that you're looking for in the store, tell you exactly where it is. And a lot of other data apps that we can give to the retailer. We give them a wealth of data with the basic purchase that he makes. But all the additional data apps he can get from us, and this will translate into a lot of new streams of revenue. Most importantly, and the big one, is the retail media. The retail media is a fancy word for advertisement, right, for smart advertisement. So we give the ability for the retail media to know exactly where you are in the store, what's your preferences, what items you're looking or not looking, what items, and I'll give you just a simple one that's used here with one of our clientele in Israel. Every time that Sony buys spaghetti, automatically he tries to upsell you with tomato sauce. You know, the tomato sauce that he wants to sell you at a discount. People that buy various cheeses automatically are trying to be upsold with various tofu products, etc. That in the future will be the main revenue streams of the company. But right now we're hard at work deploying. We are now at the stage where we're working hard to deploy as many carts out there. As I told you before, we anticipate in the year 2024, in this year, to deploy an additional 8,000 carts worldwide, some in New York, obviously in Israel, France, Australia, and in the Far East region as well. I thank you all for having the patience, and I'd love to hear our presentation. For us, this is our life's mission and our life's work. We have a lot of very good, dedicated, talented individuals putting their life's work into this. And that's I'd love to field any questions that you might have. Oh, I see here a wonderful question. What are the on the SaaS model? What are typically your margin percentages? Well, just on the carts themselves, not even including the add-ons and the apps, we run very, very good percentages. We would have somewhere in the vicinity of 70% margin on the cart on a typical transaction. This is just for the cart, not including the added services and apps that I've alluded to before, where we believe that in the future, once we get enough critical mass of carts out there, this will be the main dwarfing just the sale of the carts themselves. Just to recap, first three quarters, we sold a little bit over $10 million. We have a backlog of 8,000 carts for 2024, and we're very excited about this. If you're in the vicinity of New York, you can go into Morton Williams. If you're in France, you can go into Monoprix or Carrefour. Here in Israel, you can go into Yohananov and try out our cart. We'd love to get your feedback on it. Any more questions, I'd love to field. Well, I feel there's no more questions, so I want to thank you all very much for your time. Again, A2Z Smart Technologies, we're trading on NASDAQ under the symbol AZ, Apple Zebra. Thank you for giving us your consideration, and good luck with all your investments. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes A to Z Smart Technologies presentation. You may now disconnect. Please consult the conference agenda for the next presenting company.